2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, on the line is a woman who manifested her way into selling millions of books. A million books. So if you want to learn confidence, who better than to teach her in her new book, Roxy Nafusi's Life Hasn't Been Easy, But It Has Taught Her 8 Steps to Knowing Your Worth. And she's on the line now to share them. Roxy, I'm so sorry. I'm incredibly tongue-tied this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming on with us today. I did speak about the fact that you sold a million books for your other book, but this is Confidence, 8 Steps to Knowing Your Worth. So you're going to share some stuff with us today, which I'm sure people will take on board. But what we want to like start off with, I suppose, is like, we all know that voice inside of us. So how do you identify your inner critic?
You know, I think that when I first like kind of moved into self-development, I learned this fact that we have only over 60,000 thoughts a day, and that 85% of those thoughts are repetitive and 95% of those thoughts are negative. So what I learned really early on was that we have these kind of recurring negative thoughts, things that we're telling ourselves over and over that we're not even conscious of. They're just habitual. And when we know that, which is a kind of an astounding thing, it reminds us that we really need to start building awareness of what are the things that we're saying to ourselves, how are we speaking to ourselves, and what is that inner critic doing and how is it holding us back? So for me, this really is all about the starting point is really all about this awareness of, you know, how much do you think that the voice inside our head is really stopping us from stepping into the person that we want to become?
Sorry, 85,000 thoughts. Like, no wonder we're all wrecked.
Yeah, honestly.
It's a lot. You mentioned there about a habit audit. What is a habit audit? Like, and how can it help?
So in step two of the book, which is Act With Intention, I talk about habits and being able to figure out which habits in your life are currently serving you and which are holding you back. So, you know, the way that the book works is I take people through 8 steps to confidence, and we start with thinking about our thoughts, and then we move on to thinking about our actions, because sometimes actions speak louder than words, right? And so the ways that we're treating ourselves, the habits that we're committing to, are also sending signals to tell us how we should feel about ourselves. So if we're committing to, you know, let's say bad habits like procrastination, snoozing our alarm, sleeping in late, never getting to the gym when we say we will, excessive scrolling on social media. When we're committing to these habits, we're sending a sign to ourselves that perhaps we're not worthy of respect and love and abundance. Whereas if we're committing to healthy habits and habits that really make us feel good, we're telling ourselves, hey, I deserve to prioritize my well-being. I deserve respect and love. And so having a habit audit can be a really good way to identify what's going on in your life currently, and then how can you start to change that?
How do we start saying no?
So this really goes into step 3, which is stop trying to be liked by everyone. And I think that, you know, many of us are people pleasers. You know, we really want to be liked by people. And this comes from a kind of evolutionary need to fit in with a tribe. But we no longer need to be liked for survival, and yet we're still using it to measure our worth.
Yeah.
And saying no is something that a lot of us find very difficult, because at the core of saying no, what our fear is, somebody's not going to like me. Somebody's going to be upset with me. Someone's going to be angry with me. And so we actually just have to get into the practice of being able to set boundaries, being able to stand up for ourselves, being able to, again, respect ourselves. And so it really starts with like starting to say no with small things. Yeah. Okay, so it might be that somebody invites you for lunch and actually you're exhausted and you need a day to yourself. It's how can I actually just say no without making a million excuses?
Yeah.
You need to use pause. So, I mean, so often I think we just, our knee-jerk reaction is to say yes. But I want people to start to pause. Do I really want to do this thing? Am I going to regret having said yes to this later? And how can I push through the discomfort and just give a no now. There's a great quote I love, which is no is a complete sentence.
Love
you
that.
You don't need to apologise every time you say no.
Yeah, and that's actually, I don't really do New Year's resolutions, but it's the only thing I took into the New Year was that no was a complete sentence, because I had such a bad habit of, if I wasn't able to do something and if I had to say no, I'd over-explain it to the point that it nearly looked like I was lying. You know, like, and in actual fact, it would be something as simple as if my boss needed me to work another shift or something, and I would say no because blah, blah, blah. They don't need all that information. They actually just need the no so they can move on from it again.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Roxy, comparison is human nature, right? Like, being on social media, though, for everyone, whether your life is on social media or whether you just consume it, it has really ramped up the comparison nature within us. How can we stop comparing ourselves to, like, the top 1% of the most gorgeous and successful people in the world?
Yeah, I mean, social media is, I say and actually manifest, is a sort of a fertile ground for envy to really exist and be exacerbated. And I think that comparison can be really damaging for self-esteem. So in the book, step four, which is break free from comparison, I give lots of different tips. A couple that I'll just share is, one is think about shifting your perspective. So I think that with comparison, of course, social media is a part of where we compare ourselves, but it's also day to day. It's the people around us. It's our friends who are posting something. It's not just necessarily celebrities or things like that. And sometimes I think of it like this. Imagine if you're in a line of traffic, and ahead of you, you can see all this traffic and you're thinking, oh my God, I wish I was at the front. And it's frustrating you. And then I want you to just take a minute to think about, what if you looked in your rear view mirror and you saw all the traffic behind you? And actually you were able to go, oh God, actually, do you know what? I'm so grateful for where I am right now. And that's all about shifting your perspective. And it's been discovered that there's something called upward comparison and downward comparison. And upward comparison is where we look to people who perceive to be better than us. And it's constantly sort of damaging our self-esteem.
Yeah.
Whereas when we look to people in a downward comparison, it's not about looking down on people, but it's about understanding that you have something that other people might want, that you're actually so much more further along than you might give yourself credit for. Mm. And actually this balance of upwards comparison and downwards comparison is really, is actually a really healthy place to be.
What about, you know, celebrating ourselves? Like, a lot of people will think I should wait for a big birthday or a huge milestone in my life. But instead, you think that we should be celebrating ourselves every day?
Absolutely. I think that we definitely don't do this enough. And I think that we can celebrate ourselves in so many ways. Firstly, celebrating who we are and all the incredible qualities that we have. And I think that sometimes we think about, we should only celebrate, you know, things that we could put on a CV, right? So I'm good at numbers, or I'm good at sales, or I'm good at this. But actually, what about the everyday qualities that you're good at? You know, being able to organize your household and get everyone out the door on time, being the friend that is always there to give advice and listen, being someone who's always got what you need in their handbag just at the right time. You know, these are everyday skills that actually make the people around you feel so loved and cared for and are so valuable. And so celebration is both about, yes, the big things, and we should be proud of ourselves, but also recognizing the small wins of the day and the everyday qualities that sometimes we just dismiss.
Yeah, all the little things, I suppose, they're like the little building blocks up to the big thing, which is will complete your confidence almost. Roxy, you say that action in the face of fear is progress, but why should we see challenges as opportunities as opposed to signs of inadequacies?
I think that confidence is built through doing hard things. You know, a big part of confidence is essentially to show yourself that you are more capable than you gave yourself credit for. And I think that often we think that we need to have the confidence to do something before we do it. But it's completely the wrong way around. We have the confidence once we've done something we didn't think we could do or that we were scared to do. And so if you think about any child learning to do something, I'm trying to teach my son Wolf to ride a bike at the moment. He's not confident in it now, but the moment he does even just like two little pedals on his own, his face lights up with pride, and that encourages him to try again. And so we need to kind of take ourselves back to this childlike state where we understand when we're not perfect at it. We understand that we're in a work in progress, but we're building our confidence by doing the things that are difficult and challenging.
What do you mean when you say, though, that we should be of service to others?
Yeah, so step 7 of my 8 steps to knowing your worth is be of service to others. And I think that it's something that maybe gets forgotten in the confidence formula. Yeah. We as humans need to feel needed and of value, and that we're part of something bigger, that we have a purpose. And being of service to others is such an incredibly lovely and wholesome and gorgeous way to remind ourselves that we matter. And so it can be random acts of kindness. It can be charitable work. It can be just being there for your friends and family. It can be giving someone a compliment when they didn't expect it. So being of service is such a wonderful part of this process.
I think you get such a buzz as well when you're not an inconvenience to others, or, you know, if you see their face light up. I know you just mentioned there about your son in the last step about, you know, him facing the fear of cycling. Mm. But then when he does those like 2 pedals and his face lights up, it brings you so much joy. You can tell it in your face as well.
Of course.
Yeah. And doing stuff like that for your friends, just really, the simplest thing the other day, I'm the most unorganized person of all time, but me and my 2 best friends are going wedding dress shopping this weekend, and I booked the train in advance, and they were like, I can't believe you've done that, this is amazing. Like, I'm always like, oh, we'll do that now in a second. It's the fact that I've done it and I feel great. I'm 2 days later and I still feel great about it, and it's the simplest thing ever. Why is it almost as important to look the part as well as to act it?
I think that I talk about dressing the part in step 8, and this is because I think that, you know, the way that we dress really does help us step into the character of our future self. So when I'm going into a meeting, or I'm going on stage, or I'm going out to a party, I want to change what I wear to reflect the version of me that I want to show up as in that moment.
Yeah.
And it can be such a powerful but simple way to really express yourself. And you know how good it feels when you put on something that you like, or that makes you feel confident, it makes you feel good. So I think that dressing the part can be a really easy and fun way to, yeah, step into the character of yourself that you want to be.
Roxy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's no problem. That is Roxy Nafusi's new book, Confidence, 8 Steps to Knowing Your Worth, is out right now. We'll be right back after these.
FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.